Now more with Frank Gaffney.
We're back, joined by Kevin Freeman, a senior fellow of the Center for Security Policy, who is graciously contributing each week to our program. And through his work with us and his own outfits, notably globaleconomicwarfare.com, making really an outsized contribution to our understanding of the phenomenon and practice and implications of economic warfare, notably by the communist Chinese against us. He is the author of two best-selling books, which amplify on many of the points we discuss each week, Secret Weapon and Game Plan. And of course, his postings at globaleconomicwarfare.com are really required reading, I think, for all of us interested in this battle space. Kevin Freeman, it's good to have you back. Welcome.
Thank you, Frank.
I wanted to start, Kevin, with something that's in the news today, which is the latest instance of Chinese hacking of American companies, three of them specifically, in the energy and data and the global positioning satellite system businesses. They have apparently made off with immense amounts of data, and along with it, wreaked havoc, apparently, in terms of the investment these companies have made, their proprietary information, their time and energy, and so on. What should the takeaway be from this latest instance of Chinese cyber warfare against America?
The latest takeaway is that we're in a global cyber economic war. We've been in it for years. The government just hesitates. They stop just short of declaring, acknowledging that we're in this war. And these charges that were brought, you know, they acknowledge every fact, but they don't put the pieces together and say this is an outright Chinese government-led intervention into our economy to steal our secrets, to steal our technology. And really, they're fighting a war, and we're refusing to acknowledge that it exists.
Just, I guess, to draw you out on this, this is not the first of these Chinese hacks. Surely it will not be the last. But in terms of the damage done and the benefit to the Chinese of doing this damage to us, can you give us some sort of shorthand for thinking about the magnitude of what the Chinese are up to and the degree to which it is harmful to not just the companies involved, obviously, or people whose data may be compromised, as in the Office of Personnel Management hack by the Chinese, but more broadly, in terms of the national interest, Kevin Freeman?
Well, it's very strategic. The hacking is very strategic. Keep in mind that China is a planned economy. They plan everything that they do. So to just assume that they're hacking to get credit cards, or they're hacking. No, and these are strategic choices. For example, Trimble making navigation systems, Siemens, which is a massive German conglomerate, and Moody's Analytics. And Moody's is the one that does research reports on companies to tell us what they're worth, whether they get AAA credit or AA or lower credit standards. They've chosen these specific information targets for a reason. And if you go back to the OPM, the Office of Personnel Management hack, and you combine that with the hack of Equifax, you pretty much know every single individual in the United States government currently or for the past decade, and you know exactly who they owe, who they're related to. You find pressure points, points that you can then use to apply for blackmail or any other purpose. Same thing with Moody's. You know which companies are vulnerable. You know which companies are in need of cash so that you, if you identify a company that's strategic to you, you can go loan them money or buy them or buy a competitor or what. It gives them access to information that's extraordinarily powerful to undermine our economy and advance theirs.
And that is a high strategic purpose of the communist Chinese, to be sure. And we're watching, as you've made clear to us, Kevin Freeman, an awful lot of activities on the part of the Chinese to take advantage of such insights by buying up Silicon Valley. If they can't steal it, apparently they will buy it where they think it is in their interest to do so. Let me ask you, Kevin, about this UAE-based sovereign wealth fund, Mubala, it's called, that has just made a $700 million bet on further Chinese growth in their economy at a moment when a lot of other people are saying it's pretty sluggish, and with their increasing debt issues may not be such a good bet. How do you see what the UAE is doing? And does this tie in, as you see it, to kind of the larger strategic play being made by the Chinese and perhaps others, notably the Saudis, with respect to replacing the dollar as the reserve currency of the world?
Well, absolutely it ties in, because the Chinese are making, not only do they make strategic investments in our country and other countries, the One Belt, One Road policy, always with Chinese interests at heart, but they also allow strategic investments in China that either compromise the person investing or they open opportunities for the Chinese to advance their interests at our detriment in many cases. And in this particular example is, if you allow someone to invest in, you then have access, for example, when they allow Apple to exploit their markets, Apple, you turn over your security devices and help us to understand your security so we can protect our citizen, and then they just absorb that into their collective consciousness. In this case, there's $700 million that's being invested by Abu Dhabi, which aligns their interest with the interests of China rather than the interests of the United States. So this large investment from a sovereign wealth fund is an indication that the Chinese are partnering with them. And we know through all sorts of other publicly available information that they're doing it with the express interest of undermining the United States position, because they know in the long run, that's how you win this global economic war. You prevent America from growing, and you expand your economy so that you can build up your military at our expense.
Yeah. And as we talked about with Dakota Wood yesterday, what the Chinese are doing to build up their military at the same time that we are taking ours apart, it seems, makes that prospect very, very ominous indeed. Kevin, let me turn to one last item. There is some reporting out of China that may be indicative of a fraying of relations between the Chinese and the North Koreans, and I wanted to get your sense of it. The Chinese have stopped air flights into North Korea, ostensibly because of a lack of demand. I'm not sure that there's ever that much demand for flights into Pyongyang, but that's their line. They've also interrupted, at least for a time, access on the main roadway artery into North Korea from China. Are these telltales of the kind of pressure that we wanted the Chinese to bring to bear on the North Koreans, or are these simply explicable for other reasons?
Well, they're certainly bringing pressure on North Korea. If you remove trade access with China, North Korea is dead. It's a client state. They have no economic activity beyond that which the Chinese allow. So they're yanking the chain and saying, we're the boss here. Whether or not they're doing so on behalf of global interests or American interests, I would question that. Does China want to see a thermonuclear exchange between North Korea and the United States? Absolutely not. That would not be in their interests, not unless we were at war with China. So I believe that it's a positive step, but I think that we should be very cautious with before we assign good motives that it's, beneficial to us. Clearly, it's beneficial if they yank the chain and they apply pressure. The question is, are they doing it for our benefit or for their benefit? And I would suggest they're doing it for their own benefit.
Yeah, I think that's the best bet when you're dealing with the Chinese. It's not out of love for us. It is all about them. Kevin Freeman, we have to leave it at that, I think, for the moment. This is, as always, a bracing assessment of where we find ourselves as a nation dealing with battlefronts that most of us are not even aware are out there, let alone are active scenes of conflict or warfare, if you will, against this country and its vital interests. This is why we prize so much our association with you as a senior fellow of the Center for Security Policy, and also the great work you do, among other places, at globaleconomicwarfare.com. Check it out, folks. Kevin, we'll talk with you again next week. Up next, we'll talk with Russ Dallin of the Latin American Herald Tribune about the latest developments in the region he covers, including, notably, Venezuela. That and more straight ahead.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.